One widespread fear in the wake of the discovery of unknown smallpox stores in a federal laboratory is the idea that if custodianship is so poor, such stores could be obtained by terrorists. Andrew Pekosh, a human pathogens researcher and laboratory safety expert at Johns Hopkins, says the potential for bioterrorism varies with the bug being discussed.
Anthrax, for instance, has obviously been weaponized in multiple laboratories, and so that represents something that potentially could be a problem. So it really depends on the particular pathogen you're working at and understanding, based on that pathogen, the balance between investigating that pathogen to try to understand why it's such a harmful agent to the human population versus keeping things around that maybe you're not really using for research purposes, but that represent things that could be distributed incorrectly.
Pekosh says growing and scaling up many human pathogens is not easily done, even if they are obtained. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.